You're listening to SBS News.
Nadine Mailira is preparing for her first shot of the Pfizer vaccine. Getting the COVID-19 vaccination means she'll be able to safely visit a sister in hospital.
My sister's in Flinders Hospital. I visited her. She was in ICU, but she's on ward now and I need the vaccination to go back in and through to her. I got it done to protect myself and my siblings. We all have health issues. We have so many health issues already. And this sort of disease could just eradicate our culture.
It has been made that much easier for Indigenous Australians to receive their jabs through a program run by the Watopunana Aboriginal Health Clinic in Adelaide. Watopunana is a term which translates to the branch of life. It is an Aboriginal primary healthcare service which provides a free, comprehensive program of culturally sensitive services and guidance across Adelaide's northern and central regions. Clinics are run by Aboriginal health practitioners and Aboriginal clinical health workers in partnership with doctors, registered nurses, allied health professionals, wellbeing workers, and visiting specialists. They specialise mostly in early detection and prevention of chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease and some cancers. But now they are also a central hub for COVID-19 testing and vaccine rollout. Senior Aboriginal health practitioner Tanara Tui explains the services processes for First Nations peoples.
We just have two designated Aboriginal cubicles for the Pfizer and AstraZeneca. So this has been an inviting space. And the feedback has been received really well. Basically, you'll call a contact number. We have a designated admin in the COVID space. She will book you in to the cubicle that you're eligible for, so whether it's the Pfizer or the AstraZeneca. And then from there, if you need transport, we're able to support with transport if required. You go in, the wellbeing worker will greet you. You go through the consenting process, and then our registered nurse will do the vaccine while the Aboriginal health practitioner will assist and support while they're monitoring how you're going.
Since the program started 3 weeks ago, it has seen an increase in participants wanting the Pfizer jab. But convincing community members that it is safe and effective to get AstraZeneca is also part of the service, which aims to inform and address vaccine hesitancy among Indigenous Australians. Auntie Stephanie Golan is one person who refused to let fear stand in her way. The program helped her overcome an initial hesitancy about AstraZeneca.
I was at first hesitant about this, getting the jab, the first jab. And when I heard that my daughter and my grandson had already started getting their jabs, I made that decision as well because, being family, you have to, look after one another. I actually was able to sit there and not be afraid because listening to other people saying about what you can get from these jabs, I thought, no, I've got to think of family. I've got to think about, I'm here and not being selfish about it. I'm here to get the jab and make sure that people, hopefully they will get it too one day.
The state-based program offers information in various languages and also for Indigenous Australians with a disability or underlying health conditions. Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.